Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. We're at the petition processing center, the secret, the undisclosed location where the personhood petitions are being processed. And Doug McBurney is actually running in here right now for some updates. Doug, you're going to give us some updates how we're doing.
I have some numbers.
All right. Now we're standing up. It's unusual to do a radio show
standing up. By the way, our technical crew is amazing at getting the equipment to the undisclosed location so that we can do the broadcast live.
And it's being sent via an ISDN line to the downtown studio.
Just amazing technology.
ISDN, stands for I Still Don't Know. So, Doug, we've got petitions being processed here. And
I'm stepping over boxes of petitions right now.
Right. The notaries. Hey, all right. You hear that? Another 28, a petition with 28 signatures just came in.
All right.
We've got people checking the notaries and quality control, making sure everything looks good.
Yep.
Some have been couriered back to the circulators if the notary wasn't right.
If the notary wasn't right, we've had them corrected. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really great. In fact, some petitions are going as far as 3 hours away, round trip today.
Wow.
To get the notary. Sometimes the notary forgets to do their seal.
Yeah, and we can't have that.
No.
No, because the Secretary of State's being fairly, thorough.
Thorough?
Let's say thorough.
And we're in the no signature left behind phase of the Colorado 2010 personhood signature drive.
That's right.
We need 21,000 signatures.
Yeah.
And the deadline was today to get them into Colorado Right to Life and Personhood Colorado.
Yeah.
They're coming in.
They're pouring in.
They're pouring in, and they're being processed, they're being scanned. So everything that goes to the government, there is a record of the original of what's being submitted.
That's right. So we know what we've turned in. So I've got some preliminary counts here from the team. Don't be shy.
For some of the team members.
You're not allowed to leave.
There's some workers.
You're not allowed to leave the scanner.
300, Charlie and Company.
Charlie Company, 300. All right.
That is exciting.
All right. Awesome. Now, Alpha Company, that's me. We stopped counting at 2,678 last night.
Wait a minute. The goal for Alpha Company was 2,000 signatures.
That was the pledge.
Most of the teams had a commitment of 2,000 signatures.
Right, right.
And we don't actually have the totals from all the teams.
Not
yet.
Everybody.
But your team, Doug, your team is at what?
2,678. Charlie Company. Hmm. Is at 3,300.
Whoa! 3,000, and their total was 2,000.
Bravo. Last I heard was at 1,700, but that was early this morning.
Who's the team leader with Bravo?
Bravo is Joe Scott. No, Bravo is I don't know.
Joe Scott's team is up to 2,000 signatures.
She was up to 2,000.
So she hit her goal.
All right, Delta. Which is Scott Evans.
Scott Evans?
Last I heard, 2,300.
He's up to 2,500.
2,500.
So the teams are doing well, right?
Now, am I allowed to? And an India company had reported 605 first thing this morning. I haven't heard back. I haven't heard any more on them.
605. So there's a company that's down 1,400.
They're down 1,400.
So if anybody out there has got a petition with a few signatures on it, they are needed.
Donate it to India Company.
No, that's right. No signature left behind.
Now, we have not yet had reports in from Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Zulu, Kilo, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, or X-Ray.
Didn't Foxtrot just get kicked out of a Republican candidate's event because of their clothing?
The leader of Foxtrot Company was wearing capri pants, which is not surprising, right? Foxtrot Company.
Foxtrot, right. So Leslie Hanks is wearing capri pants.
She was asked to leave a candidate's forum because she didn't comply with the dress code.
Literally. Yeah. Literally. And Leslie Hanks was a delegate to the National, RNC.
She was a
for
wheel.
For crying out loud. You've got churches that can't get signatures because they have to take it before a committee.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a Republican candidates event where they kick out Leslie Hanks, who is an RNC delegate, because she's wearing capri pants.
And meanwhile, we've got volunteers gathering signatures outside of a liquor store in Littleton.
The
committee didn't even have to review it. The liquor store owner said, yeah, if you want to do it, go ahead. You can have run of the parking lot.
If you want to try to save babies from being killed, dismembered by Planned Parenthood,
yeah.
The liquor store owner says, sure, go ahead and get signatures.
Yeah.
And you got churches that say, well, we don't know. We have to check with the committee. For crying out loud, if you got a liquor store that says okay, and churches have to check. Talk about bureaucracy when children are being killed.
Yeah. Hey, just a side story on that liquor store. I met a woman in that parking lot. She was just walking
through.
You
were there.
On her way to a restaurant.
You were one of the circulators.
I was one.
There.
She came through the parking lot. She took two petitions. That ended up turning into over 200 signatures.
Praise the Lord. Wow.
That's right.
That is so exciting.
Yeah. But now,
wow.
Let's talk about the Republican caucus. Bob, did you attend your Republican caucus last night?
I did. I went, and I went to mine.
Yeah, I got your report, your email. You sound like you did pretty well.
Yeah, there were 25 people in my precinct, but there were a few precincts meeting at this one public school.
Right, right.
And so a total number of signatures from last night was about 50 signatures.
Awesome.
And a couple of the precincts that I know of passed the personhood resolution.
Great.
So that's exciting. That awesome. Should be brought up at the county assemblies
so
now.
Did you know that your precinct didn't even have to vote on that? As long as you put it in your packet, it will be submitted.
It'll be submitted to the county. And there's a resolution committee.
Right.
And they reword things and they boil them down and simplify them. But a personhood resolution should be on the table at your county assembly.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be there.
And Doug, I ended up getting elected. I don't know how. I came home. I told my wife I was elected as a delegate to the Congressional District 7.
Yes, me
the
too.
County
and
my
right.
wife, first thing Cheryl said, is there a way to get out of that? That's well, like, you know, we have seven boys. One of them came home with a tattoo.
Oh, no.
I won't say who. He was adult and married.
Oh, okay.
Adult right. and married.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's a modest tattoo.
Yeah.
And he shows this to, he says, Mom, look what I got. And Cheryl looks at it, and the first thing she says, you know, they could remove those things. That's the first thing she says. So she says to me, is there any way to get out of that? And really, the politics.
Yeah.
But personhood, saving children from being dismembered by Planned Parenthood abortionists,
yeah.
that's a pretty high calling. And so if Paul could be shipwrecked and beat to within an inch of his life,
yep.
I can be a delegate at a county commission.
I'm willing.
At a county assembly.
Well, I was allowed to get up and give a little two-minute spiel because there was another guy circulating an anti-UN petition. He gave a spiel. So the county boss came over and he said, do you want to give a spiel? I said, yeah. Gave a spiel. And I noticed that out of about 300 people in the room, I noticed during my rousing two-minute spiel on personhood, only about 100-150 clapped. Now, they were really loud and boisterous.
Yeah, but so about half?
Well, only about half.
Half.
And then when it got down to my precinct vote on the personhood initiative, I lost 4-1.
Oh, duh.
And I asked my fellow Republicans.
Yeah.
Because they said, this is going to distract us and we won't be able to win. And I said, Is there any
principle
that you will not compromise on if just to win? Is there any principle? And they said no.
Right.
They would compromise on any principle to win.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, you are so out of step with the founders of this party who stood on the idea that we should not own black men as slaves. It was immoral. And the Republican Party was built by people completely opposite of you. People who were not afraid to stand up when the issues
Praise
were tough,
the
when the issues were unpopular. And afterwards, my precinct captain, she said, I'm so sorry. That vote must have been really frustrating for you. And I said, no, it wasn't frustrating. It's exactly what I expected. But we're just getting started. And there were a bunch of people in the Whig Party just like you. By the way, where is the Whig Party now? Anyway.
Hey, Doug, so let me tell you, well, thank you for being there
and being a testimony. I got about 50 signatures.
50 signatures. Yeah. So it was a success.
Amen.
So I figured, well, I'm here and we could promote a personhood resolution at the county assembly, the state assembly. So I thought, all right, I'll throw my hand. We had 25 people at our precinct.
Wow.
And so they have each person who is asking to be a delegate speak for a moment, like you said.
Right.
So the guy before me gets up and speaks, and it turns out he's the he was, for the Bush administration, the undersecretary for the Interior. So
okay,
and neat guy, pro-life guy, mm-hmm. wonderful wife. And so I get up there for my 60 seconds, and I said, you know, I didn't know I'd be up against the undersecretary for the Interior Department, but I'm here because 2 years ago, this very precinct voted that we would like Mitt Romney to be our next president.
Oh.
And I said,
call to action for Bob Ingram.
Mitt Romney was just excoriated on Fox News Sunday by Chris Wallace, of all people.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Wallace asked him, what's the difference between your health care reform that you passed as a governor and Barack Obama's?
Yeah.
And Mitt Romney could offer no difference. It's the same.
Well, Mitt Romney said his was done at the state level, not at the federal level. That's about the only difference.
So we got Obamacare at the state level.
Right.
And Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney authorized tax-funded late-term abortions. He instituted homosexual marriage. I said, you guys were trying to get the Republican Party to become the Democratic Party.
Ooh.
That's what you guys are trying to do. You guys are trying to get a leader for the party, the president, who is a liberal socialist Democrat.
A Democrat.
He's
yeah.
a Democrat.
Yeah.
So you guys are destroying the party. So if you.
You
want a delegate who will try to keep the Republican Party from becoming just another Democratic Party, vote for me, Bob
Ingram. All right.
And so I did end up, you know, my wife was not too happy, but I ended up being a delegate for the county assembly and the congressional district
yes.
7.
Awesome.
So that'll be fun. And you know what else we did, Doug? One guy stood up and he said, Jane Norton would not answer the questionnaire for Colorado Christian Association.
Right, right.
About whether she's pro-life or not. He said she would not answer it. And Ken Buck did. And so I stood up and I said, you know, Jane Norton would not answer Colorado Right to Life's questionnaire, mm-hmm. and she's against personhood, and she supports killing all kinds of kids,
yeah.
depending on the circumstances, and so she did not win.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. That was an upset.
Awesome.
Jane Norton didn't win.
Jane Norton lost in your precinct?
Yeah.
Wow, Dan, you're good. You should go into politics. You might have a future in this business.
Dan Mays did well. Ken Buck did well.
Wow.
And so that's the summary.
Anyway, so the Republicans. What?
Yeah,
what can
Scott
you do?
McGinnis did not win.
He did not win.
He did not win.
I want to move
the
to your
frauds,
precinct.
The frauds who claim to be pro-life,
yeah.
but who support killing any number of kids, mm-hmm. murdering them,
yeah.
They lost in our right. precinct, and I was thankful.
Good for you. Well, good work, Bob. You mentioned Planned Parenthood earlier.
Yeah.
Because they're the enemy.
Yeah.
You know, they're our enemy. Well, have you heard what Planned Parenthood is up to lately? With the Girl Scouts.
The Girl Scouts.
Now, you would think. Now, by the way,
well, Girl Scouts promote, they support lesbianism.
Well, wait a second now.
You know that,
in
right?
In the United States.
The Boy Scouts do not promote homosexuality.
Good.
The Girl Scouts promote lesbianism.
Well, wait. How can that be, Bob? They have, here's their oath. On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country to help people at all times and to live by the Girl Scout law.
Yeah.
So, you would think that an organization with that oath would not have an affiliation with Planned Parenthood, right?
Well, come on now. You're not telling me they're even, not only are they supporting lesbians, now they're supporting child killing?
Planned Parenthood, this week, the World Association of Girl Scouts and Girl Guides held a No Adults Welcome panel at the United Nations in which Planned Parenthood distributed a brochure entitled Healthy, Happy, and Hot. To Girl Scouts.
Oh, brother.
To Girl Scouts. This happened at the annual UN Commission on the Status of Women.
The UN?
The UN Commission.
United Nations.
Uh-huh.
The UN.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're uncommissioned.
Yeah, and here's what's scary. This international organization of Girl Scouts, who was teamed up with Planned Parenthood to distribute basically literature on how to be promiscuous.
Doug, Planned Parenthood distributed a pamphlet at a local county fair a few years ago.
Yeah. As a family show now.
I cannot quote from the brochure.
Can't do it.
But
right?
I have a copy.
Wow.
And it was titled this. It was a brochure for young girls.
Yeah.
They were handing it out from their booth to, you know, young teenagers. A brochure for young women I think I might be a lesbian. Now what do I do?
Oh, no.
And Doug, this brochure is explicit, and I will not describe.
Thank you.
But it is explicit explaining to a young girl who the brochure said, if you've never had sex with another woman and you're afraid, you're wondering, that's natural. Here's what you do. And they described how to be a lesbian.
And Bob, the International Organization of the Girl Scouts, which is now in bed with Planned Parenthood, they claim they reach 10 million girls in 145 countries. So this is the enemy that we're up against. They're well-funded.
Yeah, they're the enemy.
They're well-funded. They are.
They're well-funded because the Bush administration gave Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars more than the Clinton administration.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions of dollars more. We think you just elect Republicans, you get pro-life judges.
It's supposed to help,
that's
right?
Not true.
Not only that.
You defund Planned Parenthood? No. That's not true.
No. And, you know, the UN,
We don't need Jane Norton or Scott McGinnis kind of Republicans.
No, we don't need them anymore.
We do not need them. We need people who say, I will not support killing a single child. Right. I will not kill a single child as a governing official.
Yeah.
That's who we need, not Jane Norton, not Scott McGinnis.
And I won't fund organizations who kill children, and the children that aren't killed, they do their best to corrupt those children.
Right.
If they can't destroy them in the womb, they want to destroy them in their young lives.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we need Republicans who will stand on the principles upon which the party was originally built, because the anti-slavery position was not popular. It scared a lot of the entrenched politicians. And, you know, if you read in the Bible, you know, have you ever read in the Bible about the high places?
Oh, yeah. Where God, they set up their altars to Baal and Ashtaroth.
And the high places. God didn't like the high places. To me, the UN is one of the high places.
Oh.
And you know who's thought of really well at the UN is Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yeah.
So their altar is set up in the high places, and they're honored in the high places. Mm. And we need our politicians to be like Josiah, King Josiah.
Oh, yeah.
To go and tear down the high places.
I thought you meant to be like my son.
Well, I'm hoping so, yeah.
We need our politicians to be like my son, Josiah. I hope he's working on personhood somewhere in the state.
Either that or he's in his army thing. Wasn't he off to army
training? He's headed to Afghanistan, but not right away.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, we need politicians who will not compromise. There are some principles that I simply will not compromise. Murder, stealing, legalizing adultery. I will not compromise, and we need politicians who won't.
Right.
And we could win.
We could win in this death by a thousand lashes. It's getting rough for the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Christianity is gradually being prohibited. It's being banned. Christian teaching. Colorado passed a law, State Senate Bill 200, that says it's against the law in Colorado to publish a book that would discriminate against homosexuality or cohabitation.
But there's already a book published like that.
What? There better not be. What book? What?
The Bible.
Well, the Bible.
And it's in circulation.
It says you cannot sell it. You cannot publish, sell, retail, wholesale, broadcast any book, pamphlet, any commercial activity that would tend to discriminate against homosexuals.
Bob, I want to thank you as the pastor of Denver Bible Church, one of the few pastors in the state who stood up and screamed about this and went down to the Capitol, and even you were distributing literature that was in violation of the law to try and issue
to
a challenge
to the governor's office.
Yeah.
And we said at the time, we said, they're not going to try to enforce this openly.
Oh, no.
Immediately, they're going to wait till it's been on the books for a while, and they're going to find a really sorry sack who's just pathetic, who even Christians don't like.
Yeah.
And they're going to charge him with violating this in some egregious case of whatever, some assault or something.
Right.
And they're going to say in this literature he had was criminal, violated Senate Bill 200. Da, da, da.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and slowly they'll build the precedent, and slowly the law will evolve, and slowly they will push Christianity into the closet completely.
Yeah, Janet Folger wrote her book, The Criminalization of Christianity, and she's documented, she's filled a book with examples of how normal Christian life and behavior is gradually being criminalized in America.
Yeah. And you know, the politicians who are running the country, whether they're Republican or Democrat, they seem to think that they can have the blessings of a Christian nation, they can secure the blessings of liberty and have the liberty without the moral foundation. That's what they believe. They believe they can have the blessings and the economy and the money.
And that's not happening. And how, you know, in Germany, the Lutheran Church in Germany, countrywide, the Lutheran Church, they ignored Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was pleading with them to stand up on behalf of the Jews and against the National Socialists.
A very unpopular position at the
time. He was pleading with his own church as a minister. We need to stand up for what is right. The Lutheran Church refused. In fact, Doug, you know who they really hated?
Who's that?
Bonhoeffer.
They hated Bonhoeffer.
I don't know how much they hated their local National Socialist Party official, but they hated Bonhoeffer. Yeah. They refused his request to stand up against the Nazis. And how did that work for the Lutheran Church in Germany? How they do? I wonder what their tithe base is nowadays.
Well, and I wonder what it was in April of 1945. I'm sure the tithe base was way down that year.
Well, yeah, and you know what? And still, it's been decimated.
Oh,
the church in Germany was decimated because as wickedness surfaced and became the norm in their land, they decided to look the other way.
Yeah.
And so Christians cannot coexist with Jews being slaughtered, children being slaughtered, and do nothing.
No, we can't do it.
Just the guilt, just the lack of a blessing from God will destroy the functioning of the church in a country that kills the innocent openly.
Yeah, and when the church crumbles in this country, it'll be like the skeleton of the country has just rotted away.
Yeah.
This is the last place on earth. This is it.
Yeah, so personhood could save the church.
That's right.
I mean, Christians who have salvation are in Christ, and so they're saved.
Yeah, we're saved. We're going to make out okay in the next life.
Yeah, but the church, the wineskin, the infrastructure of the church is falling apart. Hmm. It's being destroyed. I mean, there are articles about this in the mainstream press, about Christianity in America being destroyed, and that is happening. But personhood, if Christians rise up and say, we will not tolerate the slaughter of children in our nation, when Christians rise up and have that victory, there will be a new age of evangelism where Christians will be emboldened to preach the gospel.
Amen. Amen. It'll be like a calcium injection, a B12 shot for the infrastructure and the skeleton of the body of Christ and the nation that frankly, we support.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the body of Christ, we would be Bulgaria, basically.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or we would just... All right, now we talked about one enemy. We talked about Planned Parenthood.
And lesbians. Disgusting. And the Girl Scouts.
And the Girl Scouts.
The Girl Scouts are the enemy.
They are the enemy.
They make their cookies with real Girl Scouts. That's how bad they are. If you have your daughter in a Girl Scout troop, get her out of there.
Get her out, yeah.
Join, what's that, Heritage Girls? Is that what it's called?
I believe so.
Heritage Girls?
Yeah.
Get out of the Girl Scouts. The Boy Scouts, they're solid.
We still have the Boy Scouts. We can still count on the Boy Scouts.
The Bush administration abandoned the Boy Scouts.
Right.
The homosexuals were trying to shut them
down. Full court press, I remember.
And the Bush administration was silent, would not even speak up on behalf of the Boy Scouts.
Right.
But the Boy Scouts of America have stood firm, and so praise God for that.
Well, good deal. Well, what about, here you go, listen to this, Bob, from Washington. The Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History is opening a new permanent exhibit exploring human evolution over 6 million years.
Oh, so they've gotten into science fiction.
I
thought they already had a sci-fi part of one of their museums, didn't they, with Star Wars and Star Trek and all that?
I think this is a new one. It's a $21 million Hall of Human Origins, and it opens today in Washington, D.C. And listen to what they say. They claim that exhibits will include more than 285 fossils and artifacts, including the only Neanderthal skeleton in the United States.
Yeah, and Neanderthal is fully human. It's recognized to be human. And so Neanderthal, they're really frustrated because they used to have a tree, you know, Darwin's Tree of Life.
I remember that.
And was it New Scientist magazine this past year? They said, their cover story, Darwin was wrong, in huge font. And they said Darwin was wrong about the Tree of Life because now they have genetically studied thousands of species from across the animal, plant, kingdoms, and they say they did not evolve genetically through some kind of path that you can trace.
Oh.
So the Tree of Life was wrong.
Well, that was a pretty big deal, I think.
That was, and they said if it wasn't for the Tree of Life, Darwin's theory on natural selection would never have been accepted. Uh-huh. And so now natural selection is under attack because it cannot create new genetic material.
Well, don't tell them that at the Smithsonian, because they're going to have all kinds of cartoons and artist renderings of the past 6 million years. You know what my daughter? You know what my daughter does, Bob?
What?
We have some secular books that she uses in her curriculum as we homeschool our children.
Yeah.
And whenever it says millions, she scratches it out and she writes either hundreds or thousands, depending on what she thinks. Whenever she gets a new book, she goes, "Oh, good, Daddy, I'm going to go through here and find the mistakes, and then we'll." And she's
eight.
That is
just so great, Doug. On Friday, Lord willing. What? Greeley? Say again? All right. There's all kinds of neat things going on out there.
The Polonium Halo Doug. Platoon out of Greeley just brought in 18. I didn't get that.
All right. Hey, guys. So good. Hey, James. Good to
see
you.
Oh, yeah. We haven't heard from Lori Goebbels. Lori, do you have any idea?
James Goebbels. Pastor James is here.
Does Lori have any idea what her team stands at?
Well,
any numbers? Nothing official.
Lori, do you have an idea?
She's not ready to announce publicly.
She says she has more than a baker's dozen. All right. Praise the Lord.
All right. They're coming in. All right. Because we need, really, Doug, we need 21,000.
I want 27,400.
27,400.
The potheads in California failed to get 27,400.
That is pretty funny.
I was hoping we could get that.
That is funny. That would be good. Now, I'm not going to announce a count.
You're not going to announce a count?
I looked at that workstation over there a little earlier, and I saw a count, and it was scratched out, and there's another count, but I guess I shouldn't say it, but it wasn't over the total. They're still coming in.
Oh, they're still coming in. Here's the thing. If you're out there, and if you still have a petition, there's still time. We'll be here until, midnight. We'll be here for a long time.
Yeah.
The folks here at Personhood Colorado will be here.
Yeah, so Personhood Colorado and Colorado Right to Life, both groups. Doug, thank you very much. Doug is heading out to...
Right at 28.
Doug's headed out. It's sort of crazy doing a radio show in a closet on a secret, undisclosed location where the personhood petitions are being processed, but it's a lot of fun. I just lost Doug McBurney. But our website is kgov.com. There's information on that website. If you need to figure out where to bring your petition in, because tomorrow at 3:00, according to Colorado law, the signatures need to be into the Secretary of State's office downtown Denver. So tonight, you got to bring in your signatures to Personhood Colorado tonight. Now, if there's an emergency, for some reason, if someone you know has died, that's not a good enough reason not to bring in your signatures. But if you died and you came back to life in the emergency room, you could bring them in tomorrow morning. But that's it. We need them. God bless you.